You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. There'll be a team of people at the Namekagon River cleanup today, starting at 8:30, going till 3 o'clock. Join the Wild River Conservancy Organization as they help clean up the Wild Scenic River, a great place for paddling, fishing, or simply taking in the beauty of the riverway. Bring your family and friends to help care for this special place, and all while enjoying the fall day outdoors. Again, the Wild River Conservancy Organization will be meeting at the Namekagon River Hayward Landing at 8:30, and they'll be organizing a cleanup along the river banks. At 9 o'clock, Timber Ford is offering free wiper blades. They'll be at the parking lot of the River's Edge Saloon, located at 10175 State Highway 27 here in Hayward. Again, from 9 until 3 o'clock, meet them at the parking lot. They'll even install the free wiper blades. All you got to do is provide a name and an email and a phone number, and that's the cost of some really nice free wiper blades from Timber Ford at 9 o'clock. Open play will be at Northwest Connection Family Resources, a great opportunity for you to join friends and or make some new ones while playing with your kids in their children's environment. And a snack will be provided. Again, open play at the Northwest Connection Family Resources facility located at 15896 West 3rd Street here in Hayward. And, of course, on Friday night, we can't forget varsity football. Spooner will be hosting Northwestern at the Spooner High School. 7 o'clock is that game. And here in Hayward, they will be at Barron at 7 o'clock on this away game for this. And then we have volleyball tomorrow in Hayward. They're going to be at Ashland at 9 a.m. on Saturday. Speaking of Saturday, there's breakfast at the University Farm being served at 8 o'clock until 11. Join the Lacouture Ojibwe University Extension Office at the Hayward Farm. That's located at 13457 West Fromel Road. And they got new dormitories there, too, that you could take a look at from the outside. Maybe you can go in and check out the lobby. But again, breakfast at the University Farm. It's a fundraiser that's going to help the farm as far as getting more livestock and some equipment into the community. The Hayward Community Food Shelf, it has a unique Saturday opening. This is the food shelf located on Highway 63. For more information about what they're offering, go to haywardfoodshelf.net and then click on the Need Food. They also offer food to anyone regardless of your financial situation. As I mentioned, girls volleyball, they're going to be at the Ashland High School Fieldhouse for their invitational starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday, and they'll be out there till into the evening because there's lots of games going on there. Boys soccer at Osceola High School will be starting at 11 o'clock. And then Saturday at 1 o'clock, the first annual Jeff Butler Memorial Paddle happening in Springbrook. They'll be meeting at 7376 Chapel Road in Springbrook. About 3 hours of kayaking and canoeing down the Namekagon in memory of Jeff Butler. This event is open to all veterans and their families. Kayaks, canoe, and life jackets will be provided at no cost. And so check that out. If you want to have more information, you can talk to Wisconsin Horse Spirit out of Springbrook. They are doing that. First annual Jeff Butler Memorial Paddle in Springbrook starting at 1 p.m. Saturday night, the Artist Showcase is happening at the Park Center. This is a free event. They have four different artists, including John Son of Mel, Allison, Paul Mitchell and Marley Payne will all be performing their arts at the Artist Showcase. This is a free event, but tickets are needed. You can go to theparkcenter.com to register and get your free tickets. This is always a sellout, so you might want to make sure your tickets are available by going again to theparkcenter.com for the Artist Showcase that starts at 7 o'clock at the Park Center. And here's a little preview into next week's events, including Tuesday, September 9th, starting at 5 o'clock. There's an open house at the Stone Lake History Museum. That's located at 6064 Stone Lake Road. Check that out. Again, add it to your calendar. Save the date, September 9th from 5 until 7. And refreshments are provided at the open house of the Stone Lake History Museum on Tuesday, September 9th at 5 o'clock. And if we take a look ahead to next weekend, Saturday, September 13th from 11 until 7, it's the 5th annual Oktoberfest sponsored by the Hayward Lions Club. And this will be at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds. If you want more information on that, check out haywardoktoberfest.com or check out their Facebook page under Hayward Oktoberfest. Again, that's happening from 11 until 7, the 5th annual Oktoberfest at the Lions Pavilion and Beer Tent at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds. Come on out and check out all the German food, pretzels, beer, wine, and music. It's only a $5 admission for anyone 21 and over. 13 to 20-year-olds is $3, and children under 12 are free. The Oktoberfest, Saturday, September 13th at 11. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
More with Pat Kreitlow here on the Buzz of the North on a Friday morning. Joel here, Gray there, and Hayward, we are ready for the weekend, right? Ready for football.
100%. 100%. 325 on Sunday. I know where I'm going to be.
Yep. Kicked off last night, of course, with the Eagles Cowboys. So let's talk a little football. I want to present to you this fact, first of all. Historically, in the history of the playoffs, this is not a total accurate number, but about 45% of the teams or so that make the playoffs one year don't make it the next. On average.
Sounds about right. Half turnover or so.
Yep. Since we went to the 14-team playoff back in 2020, in 2021, 7 of the 14 did not make it. 2022, 7. 2023, 6. Last year was a bit of an anomaly. Only 4 out of the 14 teams that made the playoffs did not make it the next year. So last year was kind of a weird year. So let's say this year that there's going to be 5 teams and there may be 6. That are not going to make the playoffs.
Who did last season?
Who did last year specifically? So let's go AFC. Bill, I'm just going to give you the team, and you tell me whether or not you think they will make the playoffs again this year. The Buffalo Bills.
And it's got to. So I've got to keep in mind too that I've got to kind of pick two here. You know,
at least two. Yeah, yeah. Be two or three. You got to flop there.
Bills are a shoo-in.
I know.
I can't see a way that they miss it unless somebody's knee blows up.
Yeah. I mean, Josh, if Josh Allen goes down
right
with a season-ending knee injury, then you know, maybe.
So that's, let's say that now, like people are probably thinking, we'll just pretend injuries aren't a consideration, right? That we can, because we can't plan for those. So
Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, the best.
Shoo-in.
I mean, they're shoo-in to be in, right?
Lamar is Houdini, and that's not going to change. Steelers, hold on. Hang on a second.
Yeah, we're both going to put an X by that, yeah, because that's an obvious one.
That's Aaron Rodgers at the helm, and he's 40.
Yeah.
he's 40. Now, Aaron Rodgers with Mike Tomlin and the things that Mike Tomlin does that pull wide receivers out of thin air, that could be cool. But nope, these are going to be one of my picks along with our next team here.
The Houston Texans.
Yep, I'm afraid they've got to be on the list too, specifically because they've had a rough year after some good ones. C.J. Stroud had a sophomore slump last year. He's got to pick it up to avoid being one of the teams this year.
Yeah, the Chiefs. I mean, they're going to be in, right?
Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes, I'm afraid.
If he's healthy, they're in. The Chargers are supposed to be a powerful team again and good this year.
They've reloaded a little bit, not going to be one of my picks. And the Broncos, at the end of the list here, the Broncos are my wild card here. They could be one of the don't make it's, but I also happen to know that Broncos fans are the single most optimistic fan base in the NFL this season. That, according to The Athletic, they did their second annual Hopo-meter this week. Yes, okay. The Hopo-meter. And the Broncos are at the top of the list.
Everybody's Hopo-meter is really strong. Well, maybe not so after last night's game, but yeah, everybody's right. Hopo-meter is really strong. So you got the Steelers-Texans as your two possible, and I got the Steelers-Broncos as my two possible.
Chargers are there too.
That may not make the playoffs. All right, that means, and we go to the NFC now, that we got to pick three of these seven. All right, three of these seven that are not going to make the playoffs.
This
Eagles.
It's going to be a bad time, Joel.
The Eagles.
Shoo-in.
I mean, if health isn't an issue, a shoo-in.
Before you go there, this team doesn't exist anymore. I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, I know.
The Washington football team.
All right. The Commies. All right. The Washington football team finished the year very strong last year. They look strong going into this year.
They've added weapons. Debo Samuel.
Everything pointing toward them making the playoffs, especially when you got the Giants and the Cowboys in your division, which I think they can beat three out of four at least.
I'm going to leave them here. I'm going to leave them in this year.
I am too. Packers?
Packers are bubble-ish, but I'm still reasonably comfortable. You know, it's tough to watch them add Micah Parsons, lose almost no one, and say they won't make the playoffs, because that's what happened. We lost three guys, none of whom were starters, and we added Micah Parsons.
After the story that I heard yesterday about the team photographer, our guy Mike Clemens telling us, wasn't it? Wasn't it Mike?
I think it was Mike mentioned that. I remember
that the team photographer, the person they hired to do photography, didn't show up for their appointment, and there was apparently a lot of confusion over the organization. Because of that, I'm lacking a sense of organization, and I'm going to say the Packers are not going to be in the playoffs. Vikings, meanwhile, the Vikings.
That's the sound of grasping. okay, well, you know, I feel like this little kid, and I've got to retaliate and say they're not going to make it. They're on my list. They're on my list for teams that might not, but there's three teams in the NFC, much like the AFC, that I think are the bottom three, and right. Vikings may or may not be in that bottom three.
Yep, Lions, I'm going to put them in, because that's a long way to fall.
Yeah, it is a long way to fall. They've lost coordinators, but they haven't lost players, and they've got their head coach. Buccaneers, they're keeping it too. They loaded up in ways that I really like. Actually, the Buccaneers got a receiver I wanted really bad on the Packers, but it's the Rams who I'll have as my last might not make it pick.
I'm going to make the Buccaneers. Well, you left somebody out. You have the Vikings and the Rams not making it, but then you got – so you have four teams not making it, and five is a criteria. You got to pick one more.
Wait, four – okay, so I've got to pick one more who might not make it.
Yeah.
Well, it's Lions, Bucks, or Packers. See, that's kind of how I view this. Like, if you look at the AFC, the Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs, they're untouchable. If you think that the Ravens, the Bills, or the Chiefs aren't making the playoffs at this point,
you're drunk.
Yeah, or you are trying to generate some buzz, Mr. Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
Now, the NFC, it's kind of less true. Because the Commanders, they're kind of bubble-ish in the same way that the Packers are. I kind of view the Commanders and the Packers on a level there.
Yeah, so you have Steelers, Texans, Vikings, Buccaneers, Rams not returning to the playoffs. And I have Steelers, Broncos, Buccaneers, Rams. And because of the photography mishap, I'm going with the Packers. sensing a little disorganization there in the Packers.
You know what? I'll tell you what this tells me, Joel, is that the AFC is a somewhat clear picture. The NFC, that's just a game of pickup sticks. Ask me again on the bye week, week five.
It's very true. Packers, Vikings, of course, on Sunday. And we'll make some picks coming up in our final segment of the week here, our final local segment. There's going to be a major quarterback get hurt in the first probably 5 to 7 weeks. So whatever team that is, probably insert that team into not making, and then you're at your 500.
Stafford's why I picked the Rams.
Yep. More of Pat Kreitlow up north news coming up on a Friday morning here in the Hayward area. It's 7:29. More with Pat Kreitlow on the Buzz of the North here on a Friday morning, heading into the weekend. Joel Karnick here, Greg Gunderson, a couple of Northern Wisconsin dudes talking football. Oh, the football opener is here. We've got division games, Greg. We've got Packers Lions right away on Sunday, and then Bears Vikings on Monday night. I don't know if this has happened much that we have two division games right away, first week of the season. Usually that's not the case.
The one reliable thing, Joel, that's kind of gotten me a little bit down these last few seasons is how many they pack into the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, the reason is obvious. The watchability on that is mind-numbing. You've got divisional games in like five of the last 6 weeks. Everybody's doing that. And again, the reasons are obvious, but just, oh man, I feel like I'm being tightened like a guitar string when they do that. You get to week 13 and it's like, oh yeah, I forgot. We haven't played the Bears yet at all this year.
And I think it's Packers at Vikings the last week of the year. Right?
I think so. And I feel like was that last season too we finished against? It's either you guys or the Lions because it's the one that actually has a threat.
Yeah. Well, Vikings and Lions played, it was the last week. That was for the divisional title.
And you're reminding me, we actually played the Bears the last week of the regular season last year because we lost to them. And it was the first game that they'd won since that cornerback, the Tyreek Stevenson thing where he was gloating against the Commanders, and that started the Commanders on an awesome run of wins.
All right, so for those of you who like to place a wager, maybe a friendly one with your dad or uncle, or if you're hardcore and like to go down to wherever and actually put some money on it with the Vegas line, the line for Sunday's game, Packers hosting the Lions, is Packers are a 1.5 favorite. Now, you automatically get 3 points if you're the home team. So this would be the general public would still think that the Lions would be favored on a neutral field, but the Packers with home field advantage are a 1.5 point favorite. Do you think that's a fair line, first of all?
Yes, I think so. I think that's a fair way to view it, though. I think that 1.5 point might even be a little extra. If this was a 1 point, that would have made sense. But I know that's not how the system generally works, and they do those halves to hedge the whole numbers.
You might be able to get 2.5 if you look hard enough.
Right. I honestly would drop it down to 0.5 before I'd go 1.5 here. But either way, I like the general logic here. And for me, it amounts to basically a trap game. Yeah, the Packers are at home, and they haven't. This is actually the first time that LaFleur will start a season with a home game. But still, it's the Lions, and they've got an attitude. Like, this is not a comfort game for me.
I like the Packers' chances, just straight up. Anytime a line gets below like one or two points, I don't wager on games, but if I was putting money on it, I would just bet it straight up. Just say, you can have your 1 point, whatever.
Indeed. Same here.
I'll take the Packers just because they're at home. And I think this will start the Lions fodder right away of, are the Lions as good as they were last year? That'll start the chatter in the NFL right away about, was that it? Is the run over for the Lions now?
Yep. Well, I mean, basically, that's the one thing I will guarantee is going to come out of week one. The headlines are going to treat it like the season is over and that we've seen all that we need to see. If the Packers lose, Micah Parsons was wasted money and Matthew Golden is a bust. And if the Lions lose, it's because their coordinators are gone and here comes the next 0-17 season from Detroit. There's a certain fatalism that you have to. I mean, if you've got a company that makes news, you've got to make news. I like that we do it this way instead.
All right. So the Vikings Monday night, and they are traveling to Chicago, where the Bears are a 1.5 point favorite at home. But that varies depending on where you're looking at. You might get a point and a half, or you might give a point and a half. There's a lot of different thoughts on this game, and because there's a lot of different thoughts on how good the Vikings are going to be, because their quarterback has never taken a snap in the NFL. Period.
I'm scared for you. I'm scared for you.
Every indication from every expert, I haven't heard one person say, boy, J.J. McCarthy looked bad. He looked bad. Every person who's been at the training camps and seen him throw the ball and play say that he's looked good. He's looked fantastic. He's shredded teams during team scrimmages. But that means nothing. It all means nothing until you turn on the big lights, Monday Night Football. It means nothing.
I saw a video that spent 20 minutes explaining why it's so hard to tell if people are good in the NFL. And if you want a single word, it was entanglement. I think it has to do with the fact that you're actually judging 11 people at once. There's no way to just say, how good did J.J. McCarthy do? But yeah, for that reason, the best scouts still miss 80% of the time. And it will always be true. And that randomness is part of the fun.
Yeah.
Does this guy stink? I don't know, but that question's fun to ask.
All right, so if it was the last $20 that you had in your pocket and it was crucial that you win this bet, straight up, Packers, Lions, Packers at home, who do you bet on that?
If my life depended on it?
I know your $20 does. I mean, it's your last $20. Otherwise, you'll go hungry for a week.
Well, see, now my life does depend on it.
You'll survive. It'll just not be fun.
I'm going to go Packers, and yes, there's a certain amount of homerism to it, but honestly, it's just the Packers lost no coordinators and gained big in players, and you know, it just there's less changeover. There are fewer questions in Green Bay than in Detroit this season, and all the answers may arrive in week one, but I,
as a purple fan, I'll take the Packers at home too. I would take that, and then the Vikings at the Bears. I think even though I'm a Viking fan, I think the Bears might win this one, and that doesn't mean that they're going to be any better than they were last year. But because of J.J. McCarthy, and they'll be really conservative, this is going to be a close game Monday night, the Vikings and the Bears, because the Vikings are not going to put J.J. McCarthy out there to get just, you know, throw four interceptions. They're not going to do that.
No, if he starts falling apart early, they've got Carson Wentz right there. They've got a safety valve, and Kevin O'Connell is Kevin O'Connell. So I don't think that's going to happen, first of all, but if it does, they're prepared. That's just it. We're the wild card division. Could be the best, could totally tank. We could all be bad. It's possible.
Yeah, because the teams that the Vikings and everybody in the North Division play outside of their division are a lot tougher than they were last year. You're not going to see all three teams make the playoffs. I don't think that you did last year. The Lions, Vikings, and Packers, one of those is going to duck out. You're playing better teams in your out of division schedule.
Hope you cherished it last year.
Pat Kreitlow, Up North News on the way. Have a good weekend, Gray.
You too, Joel. Thank you, sir.
See you Monday, Hayward. It is 7:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. I'm speaking with Margaret Winter of MediQuest, and your company is dealing with Medicare and simplified plans, but you also deal with Social Security. Tell me about how you can help people with Social Security and their application process.
Sure, I'm happy to do that. In our agency, I am a registered Social Security analyst. I'm one of less than a dozen in the state of Wisconsin. It's a recent designation that I've obtained, and that gives me the opportunity to help people with their claiming strategies. I also help people if they need to have assistance with creating a Social Security or login.gov.
Yeah.
It's not something I can do on my own. It's something I can assist with.
Right.
So people do need to be present and bring their own devices in order to have me help them establish that account.
Yeah. This is a newer thing from the federal government to require most of their, well, just about everything that they do with Social Security is online now. You don't have a phone number you can call up and say, hey, I want to talk to somebody about Social Security. doesn't work.
There are still national phone numbers that exist, and there are local offices. However, some of the most important things, like changing your address or changing your bank account information, must be done online.
Okay.
The reason for that is to eliminate identity theft.
Sure. And which, again, makes it harder for senior citizens to be, you know, looking at their devices or more likely their computers. Some people don't have computers. Some people don't have good internet, as we mentioned before. Are there places that you can help people, like maybe at the public library where there's public stations to work at? Can they do that?
I am able to assist people wherever they need me to be. I am working with our local Hayward Senior Center and Hayward Library to create an event where we can have people come in and we'll have 30-minute sessions for people and there will be devices available. The critical thing is that each individual must have an individualized email address. So if there's a husband and a wife that share an email address, one of them will need to create another email address because only one email address can be linked to a Social Security account.
Oh, very interesting. Okay. Which is great because Gmail is free. You can set up a Gmail.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about some of the nuances of applying for Social Security. First of all, how do you qualify for that? What are the qualifications?
Well, number one, you must have worked enough credits, 40 credits, essentially 10 years, to qualify for Social Security benefits.
Okay.
Your claiming age is at minimum 62, unless you're on disability.
Yeah.
And what I help people do is look at their earnings history. And if they're married, potentially look at a claiming strategy that might work best for them in its entirety. So if there's a husband that was a higher earner and a spouse that maybe didn't work or didn't work a complete 10 years, then there are different strategies that can be used. We can look and help people who have been widowed.
Yeah.
There are claiming strategies for deceased spouses. There are claiming strategies for children who are entitled to disability benefits based upon their parents' earnings and their claiming strategies.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of little nuances.
Absolutely.
There. Yeah.
And there are some things you can do on your own on the Social Security website. What I can provide is a report that's much more comprehensive.
Yeah.
And again, the services I provide are at no cost.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I might be calling you soon.
I hope that you do.
Cause I noticed, in my generation, they moved the goalpost for what they call full maturity to claim the benefits. My generation is at now 67 when I thought it was going to be 65. What's going to happen, you know, 10 years down the road, again, they move that goalpost again for this younger generation.
That is a potential. If you listen to the news, there's always news that says Social Security isn't going to exist after this time frame or that time frame. And there are developments that are happening behind the scenes with Social Security, and it could potentially be changing the retirement, full retirement age.
Sure.
It could be for people to pay taxes on higher amounts that once you hit a certain amount, you no longer have to pay Social Security tax on. And it could also be that the Social Security and Medicare tax gets increased.
So talk about what's a general session. When someone calls you up, let's say I call you up, Margaret, and say, can I come over to your office or do you come over to our home and help me, you know, decipher all of this?
What we would start with is to make sure, first of all, that you have a login.gov account.
Okay.
And we can establish that, like I said, as long as there's a device that we can use that belongs to you and that you have an individual email. And you're able to check that device for a verification email from Social Security or login.gov.
Okay.
Once we have that established, we can look at your earnings records. We can look at them from the time you first started working.
Yeah.
And then we download that information into my system.
Okay.
To manipulate the numbers and look at what potential claiming strategies would help you best. Whether you want to draw at 62, whether you want to wait until full retirement age and draw at 67, whether you have a spouse, whether you have a deceased spouse.
Okay. And how about a cat or a dog? Does that make a difference?
Unfortunately, it doesn't.
Anyways, so how do people get a hold of you to set up an appointment to talk about Social Security or at least figure some of this stuff out?
Well, I'm an independent agent at MediQuest. My office is located at 15581 Railroad Street, which is next door to Edward Jones and across the street from Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering.
Okay.
I can be reached at 715-392-3123. That's an office line that rings through our Superior office back to Hayward.
Okay.
Or for your convenience, you can reach me on my cell phone.
Oh.
715-529-1675. And I also do accept text messages, but please identify who you are.
Yes, yeah. Because I get that too. I get numbers that show up and say, hey, Mark, how's it going? It's like, do I know you? I don't know. But thank you, Margaret, for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks again for having me.
All right. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward information Monday morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.